This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This time around, we continue a conversation begun last week with K-State horticulturist Ward Upham. It is garden potato planting time, and Ward talked with us earlier about selecting garden potatoes for planting and some preparatory steps to take before actually seeding those. But we got to the point, Ward, of splitting those potato seed pieces up but allow them to cure. And then it's time to place those seed pieces, digging the row, planting them how deep?
Really only 1 to 2 inches deep is all you want to plant them, because that will allow you to be put into soil that's relatively warm and will decrease the amount of time it takes for them to come up, because it does take them a while to come up. And then between the seed pieces, 8 to 12 inches. So if you want to push it, you want to get the most potatoes for in the smallest space, then 8 inches. If you've got more space than 12 inches, would be fine.
How long does one need to wait before they see evidence of their work? How slow is emergence here?
They're slow. They can be really slow. And so even if you plant in mid-March, it may easily be mid-April before they come up. So don't be too concerned if you don't see them come up right away. That's normal for these. Even if they do come up and you get a cold snap that burns off the top of that growth, don't dig them up and replant. There are other eyes on those seed pieces that will take the place of the one that got burned down. And so don't worry if they come up early and you get a late cold snap. They're going to be fine.
Exercise patience there. And once emergence occurs, one needs to create a good growing environment for those new seedlings. Talk about that, if you would.
So when those new potatoes are formed, they're formed on top of that seed piece. And therefore, they often will erupt right out of the ground. And you have to be careful about that, because if sunlight hits those new potatoes, they'll produce a product known as solanine that's green. And that can be poisonous. It won't kill you, but it can make you sick. And so as those potatoes grow and those new potatoes are formed, actually heal the soil up around both sides of that row so that you cover them, so that sunlight doesn't hit them. It also makes it a lot easier, doing it this way makes it a lot easier to dig them. Mm-hmm. Because they're shallow and they're easy to dig up. So just make sure no sunlight hits those. Even if they do, even if you get sunlight hits them, all you have to do is put those in a dark place for a week or so, and the green will go away and they'll be fine to eat. Okay, so don't throw them away if that happens. Just put them in a dark place.
But monitor what's happening there and mound that soil accordingly.
Yes.
We're way ahead of this, but when should one harvest garden potatoes? Maybe, again, exercising patience here.
That's right. Usually when those vines are about half dead, usually that's going to be July. It's going to be July. Now, if you want to get new potatoes, and a lot of people like to mix peas and potatoes, just dig them early. That's fine. Doesn't hurt anything. It's just that you're not going to get the pounds of production you'll get if you allow them to mature.
As we're talking about that, looking forward, once one digs their garden potatoes, they need to rest a bit before going into storage?
That's right. When you first dig them, they need to, if there are any wounds on them, they need to heal over. So just put them in a shady, dry location for a day or so. And that'll allow any cut surfaces to, again, suberize over. They're going to be fine. And then you put them into a cool, moist environment, such as a cellar or a cool basement, in order to store them. You don't refrigerate them. If you refrigerate them, some of that starch is turned to sugar, and they're not going to taste the way you think they should. Again, if that happens, you just put them back at room temperature for maybe a week or so, and that sugar is converted back to starch. So it's not something you throw them away. You just have to correct it.
So tuck those latter two points away for later on, presuming that you have succeeded with your potato planting. Once more to remind, any time from now through, well, the month of April, you can plant garden potatoes and expect success. Ward, thank you for the advice on getting this crop out of the ground in good shape.
You bet.
Ward Upham, he is a horticulturist with Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.